This section we are going to continue study the book of Ruth.
我们这一堂课要继续来查考路德记。
In previous 2 hours, we focus on Naomi and Ruth.
在上两个小时，我们是注重在查考拿俄米跟路德的事。
And we understand we have to walk on King's Highway so that our life can continue to be blessed by the King in heaven.
我们知道我们一定要走在这个这个神国的这个道路上，因为我们才能够得到神的祝福。
If we make a wrong decision without the blessing of God, we may be turned out like the Naomi.
都是我们做的错的抉择。没有听神的话，那我们会像拿俄米一样的结局。
The original meaning of Naomi is sweet.
这个拿俄米言字的意思就是甜蜜的意思。
But when she returned to her hometown, everybody go, "Oh, Naomi coming back."
当她回到她的故乡的时候，每个人都说，Naomi 回来了。
I think originally, her parents give her the name must have a very good intention.
我想找出他的父母亲给拿俄米提这个用这个名字的时候，他们有好的用意在内。
And they hope that really the name can bring Naomi a good fortune or good future in her life.
他们想给他的女儿起拿俄米这个名字会给他的女儿带来好的一个日子，好的生活。
But our future is not totally decided by what kind of name are you using.
但是我们的前途并不是因为我们起什么名字就决定了。
So when people say, "Oh, Naomi is coming back," and Naomi responds, "Say, do not call me Naomi anymore."
所以当他的村庄的人看见他回来称他说拿俄米的时候，拿俄米说不要再叫我拿俄米。
In the chapter 1 verse 19.
这是在第一章的第十九节。
In verse 20, Naomi say, "You have to call me Mara, Mira."
就是说不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。
Which means the meaning of bitterness.
这个马拉意思就是苦的意思。
From sweet turned into bitterness.
所以从甜蜜变成苦。
Because he gone through, he gone astray from God's way.
因为他从神的道路上走差了。
This hour we are going to focus on Boaz.
这个小时我们要着重在波阿斯。
Naomi met Boaz was the turning point of her life.
这个拿俄米他遇到波阿斯的时候是他一生的转捩点。
And Boaz turned out to be not Ruth met Boaz. Naomi Boaz turned out to be the relatives of Naomi.
当路德遇到波阿斯的时候，他是生命的转捩点。那么因为这个波阿斯是拿俄米的亲戚。
And how did they met with each other?
他们是怎么遇见的呢？
Let's see chapter 2.
我们查考第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章的第三节。
So she set forth and went and cleaned up to the reaper, and she happened to come to the part of the field belong to Boaz.The Bible says she happened to come to the field belong to Boaz.
就是路德他在收割人身后熟悉麦穗，那么恰巧来到这个这个波阿斯的田里。
Happened to come to the field means it was not by prearrangement purposely.
这个恰巧来到意思不是说先这个事前先这个准备好的。
Just like you take a walk in the park, it happened you reach to a pool.
就好像你在公园走路你刚好遇到一个水池。
You are shopping at mall and it happened you met somebody you know.
或者是你在这个超级市场要买菜的时候，你忽然间遇到一个人。
But when we try to think a little bit deeper.
啊，当我们在仔细的思考的时候
，Is that just because of coincidence？
啊，这是不是啊？就是出于这个意外？
哦，巧合
啊，巧合
啊。那 Let's see 啊 ，verse four
啊，我们查考第四节
啊 ，verse four，
第四节。
And behold, the Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reaper, "It's happened. Boaz just came back from Bethlehem and met Naomi in the field."
啊，刚好这个波阿斯啊来到这个田里的时候，就遇到这个啊路德。
啊 ，so Boaz came to the right place at the right time. Ruth 啊。
啊，所以路德可以说呢，啊，就是那个时间啊，对的时间到一个对的地点。
啊 ，so 啊 ，Ruth met Boaz。
啊，所以就这样子，路德就遇到波阿斯。
啊 ，but if we go through the whole book, you understand that was arrangement by God.
啊，都是我们读过整啊。整本圣经的话，这一切的巧合都是神的、安排。
So a spiritual person, a person who has abundance of God in your life, you are going to experience a lot of coincidence.
啊，所以一个属灵的人啊，在你生活当中有神的同在，你会遇到很多意外的巧合。
And one step further, you analyze your coincidence actually is the guidance of God.
啊，你都是仔细的分析这些巧合的事情啊，你就发觉这是出于神的美意
啊。You see that we try to preach the gospel, right?
啊，好像说我们要传福音。
But sometimes we you see you cannot find anybody.
啊，你找不到任何人。
Philip was ordained as one of the deacon in the apostolic church.
啊，因为当时的腓力啊，就是使徒教会的案例的一个执事。
Right, and Holy Spirit moved him, so he moved to the wilderness.
啊，这个圣灵感动他啊，到这个啊郊野的地方去。
In the wilderness, nobody was there.
啊，在这个旷野的地方，没有人在那里。
And it happened the eunuch of Antioch, Ethiopia, the eunuch passed by there.
啊，刚好这 Ethiopia 来的太监啊，在那边经过。
But it's the arrangement of God purposely.
啊，这事实上是神所安排的。
So a lot of coincidence in our daily life actually coming from God.
啊，所以在我们生活啊所遭遇的很多的巧合啊，是神的美意的安排。
In our church in Philippines.
啊，我们在菲律宾的教会。
Originally, we have a church about 1 hour flight away from capital Manila.
啊，我们教会原来有一个教会在马尼拉，就是首都的地方，开着一个小时的地方。
By flight, by airplane.
开飞机要一个小时的地方。
So it's very inconvenient. Our minister reached to Manila by international flight. Always it arrive in the afternoon.
那我们教会的传道到马尼拉的时候是国际航线，都是下午才到。
And the minister had to stay one night in Manila and change the flight the next day morning.
所以传道大概要过夜以后隔天早晨才能够回到我们教会的地方。
And it's expense very high and so inconvenient.
所以花费会增多而且又不方便。
So one year a minister took a taxi.
所以有一次
一个 hotel
一个传道在这个旅馆的地方，他要搭这个计程车。
And it happened, the driver.Put some flyer on top of the dashboard.
刚好这个计程车司机把这个福音单张放在他这个驾驶座上。
And the preacher start to talk with him.
所以我们的传道就跟这个计程车司机开始谈话。
And the driver say, "Oh yeah, we are looking for a true church."
所以这个计程车司机说是的，我们在找一个真教会。
And tomorrow you come to our church to preach.
所以明天请你来我们教会传道。
And that preacher thought that it was joking.
我们教会传道以为说这个计程车司机在开玩笑。
The second day he forgot.
所以到第二天的时候他忘了。
And that taxi driver come to the hotel to look after him.
但是这个计程车司机到这旅馆来找这个传道。
When he arrived that meeting place. The meeting hall. Many people are waiting there.
所以当传道到他们聚会的地方的时候，有很多他们教会信徒在等待着。
And a branch was established in Manila because of this coincidence.
那么因为这样的巧合的事情、有个分会在马尼拉就成立了。
So you think it's coincidence?
所以你想这是一个巧合吗？
It's the guidance of God.
事实上这是出于神的安排。
Another example.
在另外一个例子。
How did gospel been preached to Liberia?
我们教会的这个福音只要在赖比瑞亚传出去。
1981, four ministers been sent to Nigeria, try to establish some kind of agriculture team.
这个在1981年的时候，有四个
ministers
四个传道人到这个赖比利亚的地方要成立一个农耕队。
Some incident happened, they had to leave earlier.
那么因为有些事情发生，所以他们早一点离开。
And when the flight stopped by the airport of Liberia.
所以这个他们飞机到赖比瑞亚停下来的时候
，they start to distribute the flyer in the airport.
传道就在这个机场就发福音单张。
But it happened, one of the worker in other church received this flyer.
那么恰巧有一个外教会的传道人接到我们教会的福音单张。
After a few months later,
几个月之后
，I received letter. We want to join to the church. We already put the signboard to the church.
这个世界总会接到一封信说他们要把他们的招牌改成正耶稣教会。
We look at the letter with a very suspicious eyesight.
我们看到这封信的时候，我们有很多的怀疑。
And later on, after a period.Time of communication, we understood their intention is pure.
那么经过多次的这个来往这个认识之后，知道他们的本意是好的。
So the church was established in Liberia.
所以因为这样子，在赖比瑞亚的地方就建立了我们教会。
So a lot of coincidence actually is coming from the arrangement of God.
所以有很多的巧合事实上都是神美意的安排。
I know you heard many testimony, right? You make a phone call and you find a true seeker.
好像是
make a wrong phone call, called a wrong number in find true seeker, right?
听到一些很多的见证说我们打错了电话，结果找到一个这个慕道友。
And you pick the wrong guy and find true seeker, right? Pick up the wrong guy.
你是找错的人，但是你却找到在寻求福音的慕道友。
So all of this are by the guidance of God.
事实上这些都是神的美意。
So when you try to arrange your own future.
所以当你在为你的前途着想的时候
regardless you are looking for a job
比方说你要找一个工作
looking for a house
找一个房子
looking for a spouse
找一个配偶
if you are under the guidance of God
若是你是在神的安排之下
a lot of coincidence is going to happen
有很多好的巧合就会发生
maybe it's a coincidence you come here to attend NYTS
或许这是一个巧合所以你今天来参加神训班
and it happens you know each other
所以大家有机会彼此见面
It's possible
这是可能的事
So God has miracle way to arrange our future
所以神有这个非常奇妙的方法来安排我们的将来
We have to trust our future to him
所以我们要我们的前途交托在神手中
And she encountered the Boaz Boaz was a quite good man
所以路德遇到波阿斯波阿斯是一个好人
Now let's see the characteristic of Boaz.
我们查考一下波阿斯他的这个人格性这个性情是什么？
好 ，in page 11, point D. Boaz temperament.
这边是提到波阿斯他的脾气
In chapter 2, verse 4. Let's see chapter 2, verse 4.
看第二章的第四节。
The book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4.
路德记第二章第四节。
And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reaper, The Lord be with you. And they say, The Lord bless you. And Boaz say to his servant
第五节
who was in charge of the reaper verse 4 is good enough so Boaz was very gracious to his servant
所以波阿斯对他的仆人非常的有这个恩典
really this is a good man
所以他的确是一个好人
You know, a lot of people when they possess some kind of position and power, they cannot wait to exercise the power.
很多人他们得到得势啊，或者是得地位的时候，他们想要这个施展自己的才啊，这个权势。
And there will be a kind of feeling that we are higher than others.
啊，所以他们自觉啊，这个高于别人一等。
And that a kind of feeling of some kind of achievement.
啊，他们觉得说自己有一个高的啊，这个啊，这个进取的地位。
But the Bible tells us, in Book of Colossians chapter 4,
在哥罗西书的第四章，圣经这样告诉我们说，
the Book of Colossians,
哥罗西书第四章，
chapter 4,
第四章，
verse 1,
第一节。哥罗西书第四章第一节，在新约圣经286页，你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
You say, Master, treat your slave justly and fairly, knowing that you have a master in heaven. So to Boaz as a master, he knew that he is under.The control of God.
所以说波阿斯虽然是他做个主人，但是他知道天上还有一位主。
所以if he treat the servant justly and fairly, God is going to continue to bless him.
所以若是他是公公平平的来待他的仆人的话，那么天上的神也会赐恩典给他。
So sooner or later, maybe out of your own outstanding performance in the company or in the place you work, you have been elevated to some kind of higher position.
所以或许将来在你工作的地方公司很好，因为你的表现好，所以你被升迁了。
And under you, a lot of your subordinate.
那么在你的下面管了很多的这个底下的人。
How are you going to treat them?
那你怎么样子来带这些你下面的人呢？
Are you going to let them feel you are a very good person?
你是不是让你属下的人觉得说你是一个很好的领导者？
Or you are going to let them feel you are a person who like to exercise authority?
或者是让你属下人觉得说你就是一直想要施展你的这个权势。
So Boaz was quite gracious to the servant.
所以这个波阿斯对他的仆人是蛮有恩典。
This is something very wonderful for us to learn.
这一点就非常值得我们来学习。
And not only so, point two say Boaz was very loving and caring for the needy.
那么第二点提到说，波阿斯对那些需要帮助的人他蛮有这个爱心。
Let's see chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
我们看这个路德记第二章的第八节跟第九节。
Then Boaz said to Ruth.Now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my maiden. Verse 9.
第九节。
That your eyes be upon the field, which they are reaping, and go after them. Have I not charged the young men, not to...molest you, and when you are thirsty, go to the vessel and drink what the young man had drawn. Naomi, you see, Ruth, you see, her husband passed away. Her husband passed away.
Ruth.
对。
路德的先生过世，
so she was a widow.
所以路德就是一个寡妇了。
And she has to take care of the mother-in-law.
那么她要照顾她的这个婆婆。
So physically, mentally, she was under pressure.
所以在这个肉体上、精神上她要的受压力。
Also, right now, Boaz told her so gracious words.
这个时候这个波阿斯对他讲蛮有恩典的话。
So caring about her need.
对他的需要非常的照顾周到。
I believe the Ruth maybe so touched, even she shed tears.
啊，我想这个路德听到布阿斯这些话，他一定感动的流泪。
Because when you are in need, you will be very sensitive about other people, how other people treat you.
啊，当你在这个困难贫穷的时候，别人怎么待你，你会很有敏啊，你会很敏感的感觉到。
Sometimes your whole life you will never forget when you are in need, somebody even say a very gracious word to you, give you a very small things.
你终生啊，总是忘不了在你很贫穷需要的时候，别人跟你讲一句啊，非常这个好听的话。
啊 ，when you are in very small circumstances, whether somebody praise you show the loving and caring to you, it seems means nothing to you.
啊，但是当你啊这个不在困难的时候啊，虽然别人对你好啊，但是并对你没有多大的意义。
But when we are in needy, that means a lot.
啊，但是当你在困难的时候。那么对你就有很大的意义了。
So Boaz was a rich man, rich man.
波阿斯他是一个财主。
However, he was a very gracious person.
但是他同时又是蛮有这个恩典的人。
Let's see chapter 2, verse 14.
我们看第二章的第十四节。
And at the meantime, mealtime, Boaz said to her, come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine.So she sat beside the reaper, and he passed to her parched grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some leftover. Verse 15.
第十五节。
And when she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, that her glean.Ever among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. 16.
十六节。
And also pour out some from the bundle of her, and dip it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her. You see, Boaz is so kind and so gracious to Ruth.
从这节圣章节记载，我们知道波阿斯对路德是蛮有这个慈爱。
So this is teaches a lesson. No matter what kind of circumstance we are, we usually have to be gracious to others.
所以这是给我们一个很好的一个机会教育。无论是我们在身处什么环境，我们对属下的人一定要好好的待他们。
Actually, the character of Boaz prefigure the Lord Jesus Christ.
事实上，波阿斯他就是代表主耶稣基督。
And Ruth, just like everybody of us.
那么路德就是代表你跟我。
We are in need of God's grace.
因为我们的确需要神的恩典。
And Jesus Christ is very gracious to us.
那么主耶稣的确是对我们蛮有恩典。
So the Bible, the Word became the flesh, full of what truth and the grace.
所以圣经记载主耶稣他是道成肉身到世上来，蛮有恩典跟真理。
The third point.
第三点。
Boaz was very pure and holy.
波阿斯他非常的这个正直非常的这个纯洁。
And this is the biggest challenge in this generation.
那么对这个时代的人来说，这是最大的这个挑战。
In being pure and holy.
就是说能够非常的这个纯正。
In chapter 3, we can see Naomi instructed Ruth to prepare herself ready.And went into Boaz's field.
因为在第三章，她的婆婆拿俄米对路德说：“你这个打扮好，然后到这个波阿斯的田里头去。”
Of course, there are some very important spiritual meaning hidden inside.
当然在这里面隐藏着很好的属灵的意义在里面。
But we are going to study first what kind of person Boaz is.
但是我们先来查考一下到底波阿斯他是为人如何。
Let's see chapter 3 verse 6。
我们看第三章的第六节。
So she went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had told her. Verse 7.
第七节。
And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry,he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. And then she came softly and uncovered his feet. and lay down. Verse 8.
第八节。
At the midnight, the man was startled and turned over, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. You see, in the evening, in a very dark field.
我们想在这个夜晚在很黑暗黑的这个麦田里头。
And nobody was there.
那么没有人在那里。
And Boaz turned over and discovered a woman lay at his feet.
那么波阿斯他半夜睡醒惊醒看见有个女子躺在他的脚下。
Let us think, if you are Boaz, what are you going to do?
想想看，你若是波阿斯的话，那你会怎么做？
You're going to cast out Satan or thank praise the Lord.
你是要奉主的名赶撒旦，还是什么？
好 ，Right. So this is a great temptation.
所以这的确是一个很大的这个试探。
But if continue to read the next few verses,
但是我们继续读几下以下的几节。
You're going to see Boaz is a gentleman, very pure.
我们知道
and very holy.
波阿斯他是一个绅士他非常的这个纯非常正直。
Verse 9,
第九节。
He said.Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your maid servant. And spread your skirt over your maid servant, for you are next of king. Verse 10.
第十节。
And he said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first.In that you have not gone after the young man, whether poor or rich. Verse 11.
第十节。
And now, my daughter, do not fear. I do for you all that you ask. And for all my fellow townsmen knew that you are a woman of worth. Now, you see, Boaz speaks so nice words to Ruth.
从以上所读的就是波阿斯对路德讲的话是非常的蛮有恩慈。
At that time, Boaz was not married yet.
因为波阿斯当时候他还没有娶他还没有娶太太。
He was still a single person.
所以他还是单身。
But you can see, from his action, he is very pure.
但是从他的这个行为动作知道他非常的纯正。
So what kind of person we are?
那么想想我们到底是怎么样的人呢
？When you spend time alone，
当你独自在一起的，在一个地方的时候
，What did you do？
那你做些什么事
？When nobody see you，What did you do？
当别人看不到你的时候，你做什么事
？That will be the answer. What kind of person we are？
那么这就是最好的答案我们算是什么样的人
？Or one day you spend time with one in coincidence or whatsoever happened with one of the sex.
比方说有一天在巧合之下你遇到一个异性。
And nobody, no third party is there.
那么没有第三者在场。
What did you do?
那你做什么
?What did you say?
你说些什么话
?That will be the reflection of what kind of person we are.
我们所做或所说的就是表示我们是什么样的人。
So pure and holy is one of very important characteristic of Boaz.
所以这个纯正就是波阿斯的一个的品格。
Especially if we want to work for God.
特别是我们要为神工作。
This kind of discipline is a must.
这种的这个纪律要求是绝对需要的。
The Bible says Elijah, the first training was under the brook of Cherith.
这个。圣经记载这以利亚先知第一个训练就是在基利西旁
to train his faith
就是在考验他的信心
he rely on the raven to pick the meat for him to do the bread for him
他是等着乌鸦要来个雕饼雕肉来给他吃
well if no faith you maybe think oh the 乌鸦 eat up what can I do eat up the bread
你若是没有信心的话你想这乌鸦早就把这个雕的饼吃掉了
and There was in a time of famine, right? A drought. So the river, the water start to decrease.
当时候是一个饥荒的时候所以基利西旁的水位慢慢低下来。
But that training was successful.
但是那个训练确实成功了。
He stayed there until the water dry up.
他停在那里，只等到这个溪水干了。
And he was waiting for the instruction of God.
他一直在等候从神来的指示。
Now the next discipline is even more difficult.
那么再来对他的训练更加是严厉。
Send him to a widow's house.
就是神要派以利亚到一个寡妇的家去。
This really is some very difficult discipline.
这的确是个很 不容易的一个考验。
And he still stayed there for so long time, nothing happened.
他停在寡妇的家这么久但是没有任何这个不正常的事发生。
He was really indeed the man of God.
所以的确他是一个神人。
Holy and pure.
他是一个圣洁的神人。
One day I asked the full-time worker in Africa, if you are Elisha, what is going to happen?
有一次我问徽州的传道说，你都是以利亚，那你会怎么做？
They very frankly say maybe a lot of kids come out.
他们坦白说，大概我们生了很多孩子了。
But Elijah prove his integrity in the widow's house.
但是以利亚在寡妇家显出他的这个行为的正直。
And the student of Elisha.
然后这个以利亚的学生以利沙
When a woman of Shunem entertained him to her home
当一个书店的妇人这个招待他回家的时候
Because he was a prophet
因为看以利沙是个神人
And later on the woman of Shunem discovered that he was a man of holiness
后来这个书店的妇人就发现以利沙这个先知的确是个神人。
So she suggested to her husband, that is build a small chamber reserved for this man of God.
所以这个书店的妇人对他的先生建议说我们搭一个小屋子让神人来这边住。
From the opposite sex observance and feeling, this is a man of God.
从一个异性的人眼中来判断以利沙是一个神人。
So, holy and pure is really very important.
所以这个这个纯正的确是最重要的。
Right now, maybe we will not commit that kind of serious sin related to seven commandments.
或许我们不会犯这个罪导致于我们犯了第七戒。
But nowadays, what does that mean? Infidelity. Infidelity. 不忠实。
不忠实但是这个不忠实到底算是什么罪
What does that mean? Infidelity.
就是说不忠实对我们算是什么罪
Right now, it's very common in your company, the place you work, or in your school.
在你的公司行号或者是你学校里面这个Infidelity 是一个很大的问题。
In the bottom of your heart, you are attached to some of these sex.
因为在你心里头或许你给这个对方异性吸引。
And then, you keep it secret. You dare not to let anybody know.
你心中保持这个秘密你从来不让任何人知道。
And that's sin. That is sin.
但是那是隐藏的罪。
So in this generation, really, this is a very serious test.
所以对我们这个时代人来讲，这是一个很重要的一个考验。
Whether we are the man of God.
我们是不是属神的人？
Whether we deserve the blessing of God.
我们是不是配得上神他的祝福？
And Boaz is a person of holiness and purity.
所以这个波阿斯他是一个行为正直的人。
The next one.
再下一个。
Considerate.
就是他对别人非常设想周到。
So-called considerate means we try to think about other people's well-being.
这个对别人设想周到就是到处想别人的好处。
Let's see chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
The book of Ruth, chapter 3.
路德记第三章。
Verse 13 to 14.
十三节到第十四节。
Remain this night and in the morning. And if you will do the part of the next of king for you, well, let him do it. But if she is not waiting to do the part of the next of king for you. And then, as the Lord lives, I will do the part of the next of king for you. Lie down until the morning. Because according to their tradition, the closest relative have to marry a Ruth first.
根据这个犹太人他们的习俗至近的亲属应该娶下这个路德。
But if this person was unwilling to marry Ruth, and Boaz say, I will do it.
那么，但是倘若他不肯的话，那么我会向你尽了我的本分。
I will take care of you and marry you as a wife.
就是我会这个娶你做我的妻子。
So he was very, very considerate.
所以他的确是一个非常设想周到的人。
So today, let us not only consider ourselves, our own well-being.
所以今天我们不要光光的想到自己的好处。
Let us think about other people's well-being too.
我们总是要对别人的好处设想周到。
And this is a kind of love.
那么这就是一种爱的表现。
Point five.
第五点，
Boaz was respectful and righteous.
波阿斯他对人非常的尊敬，而且他是又很正直。
In the chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 10.
从第四章的第一节到第十节。
We can see Boaz was a very respectable person.
就是波阿斯他是在城中非常受尊重的人。
Let us see chapter 4.4 verse 1 to 10.
我们看第四章第一节到第四节。
And Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. And behold, the next of king of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, turn aside, friend, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Verse 2.
第二节。
And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, sit down here. So they sat down. Then he said to the next of the king, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, is selling the parcel of land which belonged to her kinsman Elimelech. Verse 4.So I thought I would tell you of it and say, by it, the presence of those sitting here and in the presence of the elder of my people, if you will redeem it, I redeem it. But if you will not tell me, and I may know, for there is no one beside you to redeem it, and I come after you.So you can read all the way until chapter 4, verse 10.
我们可以读到第十节。
And Boaz tried to discuss how to take care of Naomi.
所以波阿斯跟比他那个更近的这个亲属来讨论一下要怎样子来处理 Naomi 的事。
And from verse 1 to verse 10, the whatever Boaz did, we can understand that Boaz is a person are respectful.
所以从第一节到第十节波阿斯无论说什么做什么他是一个非常受尊重的人。
And he was a righteous person.
他是又是一个正直的人。
So in the Acts chapter 6, talking about one of the criteria to serve God should have a good reputation.
所以在使徒行传第六章提到要服侍神的人一个条件就是他要有好的名声。
How can a person have good reputation?
那么一个人要怎么样有好的名声呢？
If we do just as much as most elderly average people do.
都是我们所做的就是一般人他们会做的事。
How can we have a good reputation?
那么这样子我们会得到好的名声吗？
Good reputation come from all the things average people do, we are going to do it.
这个好的名声就是别人所做的我们我们别人当做的事我们都会做。
And one step further, for something nobody want to do, we still do it.
但是别人不愿意做的事我们还是要做。
So when we do more than other people, we sacrifice more than other people, and then gradually we can build up the good reputation.
所以都是我们牺牲自己啊，愿意做别人不愿意做的事，那慢慢的我们就会建立起啊自己的啊这个名声。
Of course, that's not the purpose to build up our personal reputation.
啊，当然这并不是目的。
But when we try to do something extra, naturally, the reputation will be good.
啊，但是当我们愿意啊这个更进一步的来做的时候，啊，当然别人对我们的啊这个批评是好的。
And that is a criteria to serve God.
那么这就是一个服侍神啊应该有一个标准。
So if everybody serve God has good reputation, and then you are going to see the church is growing because everybody try to do something more.
啊，都是每一个人啊，都愿意牺牲自己啊，愿意做更进一步的事，那么教会一定会兴旺。
So this is what kind of personality Boaz was.
啊，所以这就是波阿斯他的为人啊如何。
Yeah, he was gracious. He was loving and caring.
啊，他就是一个很有恩慈、有爱心，而且那、照顾别人的人。
He was pure and holy.
啊，他又是一个正直的人。
He was considerate.
啊，他又是为别人非常设想周到的人。
He was respectful and righteous.
那么他又是在城中受尊重，而且是正直的人。
I think one thing I want to add a little bit comment. 哈、
啊，我想再加一点的啊一个评述。
We have to be very careful about our own private life.
啊，就是我们对自己的私生活要很小心。
So one day you get married,
因为有
啊 ，you have nothing to hide from your spouse.
啊，到有一天你结婚的时候，你对你的配偶啊是完全没有隐藏之处。
Your conscience is clear.
啊，若是你的良心啊是啊正直的话
，and that will be the best.
那是最好的事。
Because in the bottom of your we have to hide something from our spouse.Our conscience is not clear.
啊，若是我们心里头啊有一个隐私的秘密啊，连对我们的配偶都不敢说的话，那你就不是一个正直的人了。
So before we get married, try to be pure and holy. This is very important.
啊，所以在我们还没有结婚之前啊，我们要保持自己的这个品性端正啊，对得起良心。
Let's come to the next, the words of grace.
啊，我们再看这个说了恩典的话。
In the book of Ruth, we can see a lot of very gracious conversation.
啊，整本这个路德记啊，有很多的对话啊，都是啊非常的蛮有恩典恩慈的话。
And this is what we have to learn.
那么这就是我们该学习的地方。
Sometimes we will hear somebody very critical, very mean, and to express their own opinion. A lot of people get hurt.
有时候一个人讲话的时候啊，这个啊，对别人啊，总是非常有挑剔的评语啊，或者是很不好的啊，这个措辞啊，别人听起来都会受伤。
But we look into the book of Ruth, the way they talk with each other so gracious. That's what we have to learn.
啊，但是从路德记里头，他们彼此的对话啊，都是蛮有的恩慈啊，这就是我们该学习的地方。
Let us see a few.Words, a few verse from the textbook. Chapter 1, verse 8.
我们来看第一章的第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
But Naomi said to her two daughter-in-law, Go, return each of you to her mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me.Go, return to your mother's house.
啊，说你们个人回娘家去吧。
May the Lord deal kindly with you.
我愿神恩待你们。
So gracious.
啊，这是蛮有恩慈的话。
好了，那 and this is what we have to learn.
啊，这就是我们该学的。
Always bless each other.
啊，总是要彼此的这个祝福。
And comfort each other.
啊，彼此的互相安慰。
And this is what Naomi did to her daughter-in-law.
啊，这是拿俄米对她两个儿妇所说的话。
好 ，And chapter 2 verse 4.
啊，第二章的第四节。
啊 ，chapter 2 verse 4.
第二章第四节。
And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reaper, "The Lord be with you." We already read this. Boaz to the reaper, "The Lord be with you." And this is the words of grace too.
那么波阿斯对收割人说愿神与你们同在啊，这也是很有恩慈的话
啊。 So before he give command to the servant to do something, he always start from this words of grace.
这个波阿斯还没有这个命令他的仆人做事之前，他总是以非常恩慈的话来开始。
And then, chapter 2, the same verse 4, the reaper to Boaz.
那么第二章第四节就是那收割的人对波阿斯的回话。
The Lord bless you.
也是说愿神赐福给你。
And this is also a very gracious word.
那么这也是蛮有恩慈的话。
And point 4, Ruth, Boaz to Ruth.
那么波阿斯对路德所说的
In chapter 2 verse 12
第二章的第十二节
The Lord recompense you for what you have done and a full reward be given you by the Lord
愿神照你所行的赏赐你
And this is also the words of grace when Ruth was under tribulation.
这个对路德在受到这个考验的时候是蛮有恩慈的话。
And then chapter 2 verse 20, Naomi to Boaz.
第二章二十节拿俄米对波阿斯所说的话。
Chapter 2 verse 20.
第二章第二十节。
So Naomi's... And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he by the Lord, whose kindness had not forsaken the living of the dead. No. So you see, Naomi also uttered a word of grace.
Naomi 对儿子所说的话也是蛮有这个恩慈。
And Boaz to Ruth, point 6, in chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节是波阿斯对路德所说的话。
May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter.
波阿斯对你而说愿你蒙神赐福
And then point 7 The people and the elder talk to Boaz
然后就是那些村庄的人跟长老对波阿斯的回话
May the Lord make the woman who is come into your house like a Rachel and Leah who gather build up the house of Israel Chapter 4, verse 11 to 12.
四章的第十一节到第十二节。
The elder speak to Boaz with the words of grace.
这个城门坐的众民跟长老对这个波阿斯也是讲蛮有恩慈的话。
And the last one, the woman to Naomi.
再就是这个女人对拿俄米所说的话。
Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without next to king.Is a word of grace.
也是蛮有恩慈的话。
You see, Naomi, Ruth, they come empty-handed.
所以我们看这个拿俄米跟路德，他们是空手而来的。
There are two possibility.
那么有两个可能性。
The first one, the people in the Bethlehem start to discuss about their situation.
因为这个伯利恒城的人就谈论起他们的情况。
The Naomi must be done something wrong.
他们想着Naomi一定是做错了什么事。
His son married a non-believer.
因为他的儿子娶的就是外邦的女子不信主的人。
So Ruth and Naomi can become a topic of their discussion.
所以路德跟Naomi可以说是他们这个。茶余饭后所谈的这个本题
can become the content of their gossip
成为是他们这个这个说长话短的这些话
and that kind of comment could let Ruth and Naomi even get hurt deeper
那么村庄人所谈的那些话对这个拿俄米跟路德都会使他们受伤
but when the Bethlehem people saw they come back
当他们看他们回家的时候
in tribulation
就是在这个苦难当中回来
everybody speak the words of grace
村庄的人所说的话都是很有恩慈的话
speak the words with kindness
就是蛮有恩慈的说这些话
and that what we have to learn
那么这就是我们应该学习那些村庄人说的话
let's see one verse from the Bible
在查考圣经一段章节
James
我们看雅各书
John chapter 1,
雅各书第一章
verse 16 and 17.
雅各书第一章十六节到十七节，新约三百二十九页。
John chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
雅各书第一章十六节到十七节。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. 17.
十七节。
Every good endowment, and every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. The James talk about, do not be deceived.
所以这个雅各长老在这里说这个不要看错了。
And verse 17 he talk about God.
十七节就提到这个从神众光之物来的。
God is good and God is perfect.
因为神他是赏赐全备的神。
And God is the source of light.
他是众光之物。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思？
God is a God of positive God.
就是神他是完全是这个积极正面的神。
So when a person feel by God,
所以一个人都是充满了神的话。
You feel by the love of God,
你是充满神的爱。
Feel by the words of God,
充满了神的话。
Feel by the spirit of God,
充满了神的灵。
Whatever we say is always positive.
那我们所说的话都是这个积极正面的话。
And always very edifying.
那么总是会造就人信心的话。
Well, when we always say something very negative, that because God is not inside us.
都是我们所讲的都是非常负面的话的话，那表示神不在我们心中。
So you see, Boaz very very gracious. Everyone very gracious.
所以所看的这个波阿斯也好整个村庄的人也好都是非常有恩慈。
And make that environment become very warm and very comfort.
所以造成整个这个气氛都非常的。非常的好。
And this is what we have to learn.
那么这就是我们该学习的。